The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my fellow realtor husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning this week, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good.
We have, for the second week in a row, Gary Woods from Woody's Fireplace. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thanks for coming back with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners live webcam. See what's going on at the corners. You know, we get hundreds of hits a week, you know, and when it's snowing, everybody's clicking on it because they want to see what's going on in Pennsylvania. But it's kind of interesting.
Listen to archive radio shows or view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Once again, Gary Woods, co-owner of Woody's Fireplace. You have several locations. You've been doing this for some time. And who's your co-owner, please?
My co-owner is my partner in life, my wife, Mary Ellen. We started this in 1976, and we're still growing. We just opened a new store in Bloomsburg last year in the 1st of November, which is doing very well. We have a store since 1986 in Honesdale and our original location in Larksville on U.S. Route 11. And all stores are staffed by knowledgeable and trained salespeople, and we do all of our own installation work.
And you have showrooms.
Yes.
With lots of fireplaces.
We have 50 burning displays in Larksville, 35 in Honesdale, and 15 in Bloomsburg. That is our smallest location.
If you can't find the fireplace you want there, there's not a fireplace for you.
You do all the installations yourselves. You do not subcontract your work.
We do not subcontract at all the installations of fireplaces or stoves. The only subcontractor we use does some of our veneer stonework.
Well, we had a fabulous discussion last week regarding fireplaces and stoves and all the different types. So this week I wanted to talk about, what if I have a wood-burning fireplace and I want to convert it? May I do so to gas?
Absolutely. We have a wide range of different sizes and styles of gas inserts. Now, these gas inserts are made just like the gas fireplaces that are direct vent and the gas stoves that are direct vent, in that they are sealed combustion chambers utilizing 100% outside air for combustion. So we can measure your fireplace. We need some photographs, and many people are very obliging when they want to know what will happen with their fireplace. I can direct them to the website. They can send me a few pictures by email of their fireplace face and one or two of the exterior, so I can see what we have to do to get the chimney lining system put in. And I can direct them to the website where they will look at different units. Once they give me some dimensions, I can tell them which units, which models will fit. They can select the faces of the unit that they might like to look at. And within a few minutes, I can give them a price. And they might be in Pike County, and I can talk to them from Larksville. And in 15 or 20 minutes, we have a price, and they know what is available to fit their fireplace. So these units will function with the smart valve. So we can put them into a fireplace, and you have the remote in your hand. You hit a button, it's on. You can dial in a temperature. You can dial in a flame height. You can dial in a flame height as well as a fan speed, so that you can get the comfort you want with your existing wood-burning fireplace without going out to the woodshed.
I want one of those.
I've heard that voice many times by ladies in our store.
You love the fireplace.
I
do. Turn it on, you put the blanket on, and you
I think that's one of my favorite features, if not the most favorite feature of my home.
Yes, you love it.
I do.
You turn it on and you just...
I sit right in front of it.
Our valve is not smart. You set the thermostat for 70 and it It's 75.
Which I am not complaining about. I no, do like not. That. I like the warmth. Okay. How about stoves? Can they be converted?
Well, if a homeowner has an existing wood stove or coal stove and they want to change it to gas, it is easily done. We can convert any chimney that's out there from an updraft system like a coal burning or wood burning appliance. We can install a masonry chimney conversion system and convert that to a two-way system where the exhaust will go up the existing masonry chimney through an exhaust tube, and the existing chimney will carry down the fresh air. And it is sealed at the top to separate the exhaust from the intake, and it's sealed at the thimble where the pipe enters the chimney, again, to separate the exhaust from the intake. Because if your stove location is underground, we wouldn't be able to get a direct vent system through a wall. So we would take that then into your chimney, converting it to a direct vent system. And that's the same system, similar system that we would use in the fireplace, because the fireplace inserts are going to have two tubes on them. One is the exhaust, one is the intake. And the chimney cap on the exterior of your stove chimney or your fireplace chimney going to look like a regular chimney cap. They can be silver, they can be painted black, but you now would have an efficient gas burning appliance, burning natural gas or propane, because the current market today on propane, I'm hearing some very low prices on it in different parts of northeastern Pennsylvania. And the drilling and everything else going on in northeastern Pennsylvania is making gas very reasonable for all of us.
Do these appliances need to be cleaned and maintained?
Oh, absolutely. They should be serviced. Now, a natural gas appliance, every 1 or 2 years, should be looked at by a qualified technician. Nothing against plumbers. I have plumbers look at my furnace, but we recommend that you have a fireplace person who's trained with that brand of fireplace and knows what to look for and in checking it out to make sure it's going to run for you for another 1 or 2 years without any interruptions. Now, if you have propane, the additional factor with propane is it's a petroleum distillate, so you are going to have a bit of an oily film that'll build up inside the units. In any Again, we're direct vent, so we're bringing in outside air for combustion. If there's stuff in the air, pollen, different debris, dust, whatever, it'll build up inside the units, in particular on the glass. So you need to clean the glass on propane units about every 4 to 6 weeks. Usually it's an easy chore. All glass is removable from all direct vent units in most cases with no tools or a tool that the manufacturer provides for you with that appliance to remove the glass.
That's usually with the manual, right?
It's usually with the manual, yes, if you can find that.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a special cleaner that you need to clean the glass on these things?
Yes, there's a couple of cleaners that we keep on the shelf at all the stores that should be used, and that's all that should be used on the inside of the gas appliance glass, because there is a combustion process that if you use Windex or ammonia-based products, you will have a problem. It'll be on the glass. It will add to the combustion process, and you aren't going to like the results because you may ruin your glass, and the glass is expensive.
Discolor it?
Yes.
Okay. But on the outside?
On the outside, doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
The combustion is all taking place inside.
Okay. Now, will these appliances get hot enough to burn someone?
Well, here's an interesting thing that happened just this year. Well, I guess it happened sometime before. It went into effect January 1st this year. All gas fireplaces manufactured, and it's the point of manufacturing as of January 1st this year, are required to have screens on them. The screens being placed far enough from the glass that the screen would be hot, but you would not burn yourself on it. And that's to prevent a situation where someone would unknowingly touch the glass. The glass on any direct vent gas fireplace is going to be extremely hot. If you touch it, you will burn yourself. Now, peculiar enough, coal stoves, pellet stoves, and wood stoves, the glass is even hotter. There is no requirement for them to have screens on them. Think about that.
That doesn't make much sense.
But that's a government rule.
Oh, my God. The government knows everything. They're wonderful.
I just think about it and wonder how that comes about. But at any rate, there are still fireplaces out there, and many people don't want screen on them,
right?
Especially when they're not being used. So you can, in some cases, remove these, but the homeowner must be the one to do it. It must be their choice, their responsibility. As installers, we are required to make sure the screen is on there when we leave, if it is an appliance manufactured after January of this year.
Yeah, so for the 6 months that you're not using it, I would want to take the screen off because, I mean, I would think it looks better without it.
Well, here's what's happened, though. Some of the manufacturers, and not all of them, but some of them have done such a great job with designing and installing these screens, you aren't even going to notice it. They've come up with some new materials. It's a very, very strong but very fine mesh wire that when it's there and you turn the fire on, you don't see it as a screen at all. You see right through it because the gauge of the wire is so fine and the spacing is just right so that your eyes don't even look at it. You see right through it. Now, not all the manufacturers have done that good a job, but some of them have done a super job, and I think we have most of those in our stores.
Excellent. What about flat screen TVs? Everyone has one. Most people have, not everyone, but you know, they're around and they're in homes and many people like to put them above the fireplace.
Okay, well, that's going to help counteract what they have is that problem with your neck from using your cell phone, because you're going to now have your neck cocked way back and you're looking way up.
So that I might suffer from. Text neck. Did you hear about that?
It might have a good effect, Jackie. I'm not sure, but here's what happens. They're plastic. Do you want to put plastic right next to heat? You shouldn't. Now, people say, well, can I do that with my fireplace? I said, well, it doesn't hurt the fireplace. You're going to cook your TV. So
fry it, I would think.
If they're trying to do that, we make a few recommendations. Okay. First of all, get some masking tape and put it on the wall as to where you think you want the TV to be. And then realize that you have to have at least an 8 or a 10-inch shelf underneath that to protect the TV from any heat coming out of the fireplace. So if it's designed properly, you give yourself enough of a shelf, then realize it's going to limit the size of your fireplace because wherever that shelf is to the floor is all you have now for your fireplace. And then if you did want a raised hearth, you're not going to get all that in the same space. So most cases where we're trying to design a situation where a TV is going to be put above it, we want to keep the fireplace base low. We want to use a shorter fireplace box. We want to use a deeper mantle. And we want to step back the face of the fireplace above the mantle to accommodate a deeper shelf. And of course, because we're putting the mantle close to the fireplace, we want it to be stone and not wood. Because all the manufacturers on the fireplaces say that you have to have wood 12 or 14 inches above the opening before it protrudes out more than an inch or two. So when you put all that together, there's a lot of conflicts competing for the same space. And then the other thing, just sit in your couch and just imagine looking back at that elevation at a television all night. You may not like it.
So find another place for your flat screen TV is what I'm hearing
In many cases, once I explain all of that to a customer, because they see the fireplace they want and they want the TV on and they go home and they play with the masking tape and the ruler and they say, it isn't going to work.
Wherever I go, I do notice there's a lot of flat screen TVs above a fireplace.
Yeah, I can think of one.
Yeah, I can think of one too.
It's in my living room.
That's the only place it would work, but we have the mantle.
We have the mantle. Everything you described, we're good with the stone, the 10 inches, the mantle, and the TV setback. I've had the TV for seven years, and it hasn't
melted.
Caught on fire.
Yet. Well, if again,
yeah, that's right. Knock on wood.
If you have that instruction thing that came with the television set, it tells you to keep it out of direct heat.
Yes, it does.
So we still see in magazines. Look at the decorating magazines. You're going to see fireplace faces with a clean face. I mean, no shelf, and you'll see a TV hanging above it. So they're inviting that to be done, but it's not really doable.
It is a look out there.
It is. Now, there are some fireplaces you could do that with, but let me tell you, they are very expensive. There are fireplaces where all the heat is going into the box behind the fireplace, and they have double glass on them, and the glass is air-cooled, so there's virtually no heat coming on the face of the fireplace, and we've done a few of those, but they start around $16,000 for the box, so it's not the average fireplace. This is a fireplace that goes in a very unusual home, a very upscale home, and you're paying a lot for that flat wall.
Yeah, it's safe to say that won't be in my house.
Right. It's not going to be in many homes.
That's safe to say.
They're unique fireplaces, but that can be done, but it's a huge expense.
Oof.
We're headed towards a break. Pat, would you like to review two listings, please?
Yes. We have a very nice two-bedroom, two-bath home at 634 Bednar Street in Dunmore for $109,000. This home has an updated kitchen. It has a jacuzzi-style tub. It has updated bathrooms and a first-floor laundry. There's plenty of off-street parking. It has a garage and two additional rooms in the lower level that were used as bedrooms. This has a nice size yard and is just steps away from Sherwood Park. That's a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath home with a garage at 634 Bednar Street in Dunmore for $109,000. We also have a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home under $40,000. It's located at 225 Stephen Avenue in Scranton for $39,000. This home needs some updating, and it has a lot of potential for the right buyer. It has a great layout. It has a new hot water heater, updated half bath, and the appliances are included. That's a three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath home at 225 Stephen Avenue in Scranton for only $39,000, and that's listed by Nick Lawler of our office.
Gary, would you give us your contact information for Woody's Fireplace, please?
Woody's Fireplace is easily reached by email. Just go to woodysfireplace.com. There are various email addresses there for all of our people. We also have a toll-free number. It's 800-468-7855. Or visit one of our stores, Route 6 in Honesdale, Route 11 in Larksville, and Route 11 in Bloomsburg.
We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jready.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning. I think we have our best conversations when the commercial is on. Mm-hmm. We're gonna recreate what we just were
talking
about.
We're going to try to. And last week we did a good job of it.
Yes.
We have Gary Woods for the second week in a row from Woody's Fireplace. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie. It's good to be here with you.
Thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time, and we love the discussion so far. First half of the show, we talked about mounting flat screen TVs over fireplaces and conversions of stoves and fireplace units. This half of the show, I'd like to talk about what is the best time of year to do an installation of a fireplace or stove, and also servicing those?
Since many, many fireplaces are going to get some stone of some sort on them, doing it in milder weather is always better. Anytime from early spring, all summer, and early fall, but we do it 12 months out of the year. But when it comes to servicing your appliances, we always offer special rates and pricing in the late winter and all through spring and early summer to give our customers incentive. And then once we get to a certain point in the fall and our labor is sold, we can't service any more fireplaces because we always run out of skilled labor because we do our own work.
When do most people wait to call you to service their fireplace or stove?
Well, like us, they think about it when they go to turn it on, mm-hmm. and it doesn't turn on. Now, that's why we do the tech support thing. So we get a lot of calls, and people think they need service, they need an emergency. And on speaking with them, we find out that they just didn't have the switch in the right position, the dial in the right position. They forgot to hold the knob in when they're doing something. So many supposed service requests are solved with a 5-minute phone conversation, which I do myself personally, and my son does a lot of them, and so do our people in the other stores, because It eliminates the need of sending a serviceman. It reduces the cost for our customers.
And then you'll have a loyal customer, too.
Oh, our customers love that service.
That's a great service.
It is.
I mean, people pay extra for all these extended service contracts, and all they have to do is call you up, and you know what they have and usually what's wrong with it.
We will help all of our customers. I'm not comfortable discussing units that I haven't sold or don't know the brands very well. So we really limit that to our customers because we know our computer system will tell us what make and model they have. And I can picture it in my mind and I know all the answers to the questions they're going to ask about those units.
And you can get your fingers on, your hands on the instruction manual.
I can do that because everything is online today, but most homeowners can get the same information by going online to all of our manufacturers and looking up and getting a manual on whatever they may have. And even if it's not our product, you can go online to whatever manufacturer it is and get information pertaining to your product.
Speaking of insulation, how long does it take to install a fireplace or a stove, please?
Well, if we're doing a straight stove installation, those are generally all done in one day. If we're doing some custom stonework for a hearth or on the wall, that can add another day or two and sometimes three. When we're doing a fireplace, the fireplace usually takes our crews 2 days to 3 days to install and frame it, and then another day for the stoning. So it can take 4 days to do a fireplace. Most of them are done in about three. Stoves, 1 day or two, depending on if stonework is being added to it. But our crews are pretty thorough. When our trucks are going down the road, they're giant toolboxes. They're 16-foot toolboxes with wheels under them, and we have your stove on there or your fireplace and 2x4s, plywood, wonder board, all kind of gas line. Everything is on the truck, so we don't have to go for material. We get there, we have everything with us.
Well, I could see why people would think about doing an install now because it's getting colder and it's the time of year we like to use a fireplace or a stove. And in the summer, we're swimming and we're enjoying the sun, hopefully, most times, right? So we're not thinking about fireplaces and stoves, but I can see why you would recommend that that would be the best time to do it if you're going to have your house, if you're going to do a fireplace and maybe take 4 or 5 days for an install. You want it ready to go for this time of year.
Well, yes, and most people don't want us in their house Thanksgiving week because their house is decorated for the holiday. The week before or the week of Christmas, nobody wants us in their homes. Everything has to be done by then. And right now, our installations are pretty much sold through the end of the year and into beginning of January. There's only some small jobs we can fit in between.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
You were talking about at your showroom, you have 50 fireplaces?
We have 50 burning units. Those are fireplaces and stoves. Huh. And they would be gas, wood, coal, and pellet.
Because I was in a restaurant and we were sitting outside and they had this round thing. It looked like a table and it was some kind of a fireplace.
A fire table.
That's exactly what it was. The table was on fire.
They put rings and they'll cover it with the gravel or glass beads.
Exactly what it was.
And we also do a lot of that in direct vent fireplaces today. The modern look, the linear look where you just have glass beads or rocks and the fire is coming out of it. And we actually have a large display now in the Larksville and the Bloomsburg store in Homesdale of linear and modern fireplaces. They're becoming very popular even in northeastern PA because we cover 17 counties in all of northeastern PA. So we get a lot of variety of different people coming in with different tastes.
So that outside fire table, that's just for look, for a look. It's not really for heat, right?
Well, on a fall day, you could turn it on and you would feel heat and you'd feel comfort sitting near it compared to not having any heat out there. They're much like the heat lamps, the little things that are infrared. They look like little umbrella poles, but they don't give you any atmosphere. The flame will give you some atmosphere.
What's a log set? And can I change the log set in a gas stove or fireplace?
If you have a gas stove or a gas fireplace, the log that is in it is the only log you should ever have in it because it's a gas combustion appliance. If you were to change the log within that appliance, it would have to be retested and meet AGA standards, and that's never going to happen. When you talk about a log set, you can put gas log sets into open burning fireplaces, but not in any closed combustion appliance like a stove.
What is a log set exactly?
Set is an open burner.
Okay.
That you're going to put logs on, and it's going to go either an outdoor, like a fire table you're talking about, or into an open wood-burning fireplace. So instead of having a wood fire, you put in a grate and it has a burner system underneath it and a bunch of ceramic or concrete logs on top of it. And it gives you the appearance of a wood fire, but it gives you no heat because you've taken your wood-fired fireplace, which is a wood-powered exhaust fan, and made it a gas-powered exhaust fan. You're still sucking all the air out of your house.
Other places where gas logs should never be used are?
Well, here's the situation. When you have certain commercial applications like restaurants, where you have large kitchens that are running under negative pressure, they have all kind of exhaust hoods and fans and such in them, the entire building is going to be on somewhat of a negative pressure system, which means the pressure, air pressure in the building is less than the air pressure outside. So if you have an open chimney like a fireplace and you open the damper, air is coming down and you will never get it to go up. So in those applications, you cannot put a wood fire in there because it'll smoke. You put a gas fire in there and it's going to come back and soot at you and you'll get the smell of gas. So we're doing a situation like that now. It's a smoking area in a private club. And it's being done with an airtight unit that will function in a negative pressure area because this room is going to be part of a larger building, and the building is all non-smoking except for this one area. In order to meet the current health regulations, it has to be done in a way that no smoke can get out of that area, and we have to have a fireplace in there that will support that kind of activity. And it is possible to do it with a direct vent, quality direct vent gas fireplace. It'll burn in that negative atmosphere.
This is another reason why.
Well, you got to call a professional.
Right. Exactly. You took the word.
You got to call the right man for the right job.
There you go.
You don't want the plumber doing the electrical work, do you?
Why, Gary, why does that little flame in my gas appliance need to stay on?
Well, if you have what's referred to as a standing pilot valve assembly, that is what generates the voltage that operates your gas valve. And what you have in there are two little devices. One's a thermocouple, one's a thermopile. If you have a standing pilot unit, the thermocouple generates the voltage that maintains the pilot flame. The pilot flame in turn hits the thermocouple and the thermopile, and the third leg would hit and direct over the burner to ignite the burner whenever you would switch it on. The thermopile is the device generating a little more voltage that operates what's called the burner side of the valve. Now, you can shut that off in periods of inactivity, say for most of the summer. But what you will find is that if you do shut it off for 6 or 8 months when you're not using it at all, you may find bugs building nests in there. You may find hornets, wasps, and things. Now, that doesn't happen every time to everybody that does it. But I guarantee you, if I get 5 or 6 calls like that a year, those pilots were off for several months. If the pilot is on, that never has happened. Never did anybody call me and say they had bats in their fireplace or bees or any kind of bugs, and the pilot was on. That just doesn't happen. Because the pilot generates, remember we said about what products of combustion are, water vapor, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, basically human breath. So it's the presence of humans that keeps the insects and the animals away. So that is a standing pilot. Now, today, we're talking about the SIT valve, the SIT valve, the smart valves. There, the pilot is IPI, intermittent pilot ignition. But in the wintertime, you put it on CPI, continuous pilot ignition. But you don't have to do the old-fashioned thing of turning the knob to pilot, pushing it in, and using piezo igniter going clack, 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 and waiting for a spark. It's all automatic. You pick up that remote control, you push a button, you push another button, the pilot lights itself.
Okay. 2 weeks in a row of great discussion. Gary Woods, Woody's Fireplace. Can I have your contact information, please?
Woody's Fireplace is available online, woodysfireplace.com. You can email us at any of our addresses that are on the website at woodysfireplace.com. We have three great locations: Honesdale, Route 6, Route 11 in Larksville, Route 11 in Bloomsburg. And of course, 800-468-7855, Woody's Fireplace.
Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
We have a two-bedroom home at 515 Rear George Street in Troop for only $59,000. This home is well-insulated with thermal pane windows. It also has vinyl siding and a newer roof. It has a ductless air conditioner, low taxes of only $1,000 a year, and a covered front porch. So if you want to own a house for less than you are paying in rent, Take a look at 515 Rear George Street in Troop, a two-bedroom home for only $59,000. And that's listed by Stephanie Silvestri of our office.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.